course, I have spray to keep my office refreshing, smelling decent. Hallelujah. She said, something is bad smelling here. Smell anything? Well, I walk up to her little area. See, it is. So I walk back to my office. There it is right there. Up here in her area. So it's very easy for us to think we're smelling someone else. It's your own foul stench. Your stench. We ought to be conveyed unto your sweet smelling savor. And that savor is Yahshua. He should be alive in us. He tells us that we eat this bread, we eat this meat, we shall live and shall not die. The word of Yah, what he said, the word of Yah will never die in us if we truly eat it. If you eat it properly. Have you ever sat down to a meal when you finish eating it, you just feel so wonderful? I have. Every day when I see the food here, I feel wonderful. I say, man, this is wonderful. I like this. Hallelujah. And I eat it, I feel wonderful. I do. Sure I do. So it is with this, more so with this than with some natural bread. Hallelujah. And so they are full of drunkenness. They sequoia. They stumble like drunken men. They fall in their own putrefied puke. Now, revisit Eob. Just listen to it. I'm going to revisit that again. Eob 12:25. I want you to hear this now. They grope in the darkness without light. And you're going to grope without the light of Yahshua. You're going to search every kind of whorehouse looking for the way, and you will never find the way in the wilderness. There is no way in the wilderness. He brought them out with a weak hand, didn't he? Strong hand. He brought them out with a mighty hand, didn't he? With a mighty hand. So if he brought them out, do you not think that he was the way? Was he there in the way for them? Every way that he walked them, did he lead them? Was he there? Pillar fire by night, cloud by the day, was he not there? Did he not confuse the enemy? So in the wilderness, a place of desolation, without the knowledge of Yah, there is no way. And they stagger like drunk men, trying to find the power of light, and they have no light in them. They're full of darkness, their minds. And so they are susceptible to any kind of doctrine. Let a Jezebel stand up before them. Well, I'm Pastor Betty Ann. Sit down, whore. That's right. Of course, they fired Don Imus for using an expression. You all heard about that. He was wrong in what he said. He just said hoes. Everybody, all the young men call the women hoes today. The white boys, the black boys too. But he called the team of Rutgers. Very powerful university too. All those girls had 3.0 grade averages. He called them a bunch of nappy head hoes. Of course, this man was bringing $25 million a year to the radio station. They fired him. They fired him. Had an uproar by everyone. By everyone. And so there was a contingency that, they should have never fired him. Well, that was a man right out there in South Dakota. He made a statement that he was a man of color, dark skin. He said, my coach, he said that all the people I deal with, they're Jews. He said it like that. He said, my lawyer, my doctor, he said, because they know how to get things done. Ain't nobody like them Jews. Don't you know they fired that man? There's no uproar about that. Nobody heard about that. Well, Pastor Roberts, how do you understand these things? Because, first of all, if you learn how to listen, we all rebel against generation. That's why wives can never be wise. That's why they can't learn. Why? Because it tells you all the women to teach them how to be wise. Teach them how to be wise. Teach them how to take care of the nasty-ass houses. Even a jackass wouldn't live there. Hallelujah. Yeah, it wouldn't. Jackass is not going to sit down where it's bushy. Nah. Make it on the hay bed. Even the goats of the field don't do that. I don't care if you get offended or upset with me. You get upset because you're nasty as a pig. You smell like one too. Funky thing. Hallelujah. Take nothing back. So the reason the young women can't learn how to be wise, and the reason that this assembly can't learn how to be a wife committed unto Yahshua in Yahweh and Yahshua, is because they can't hear. They don't know how to teach them nothing. They get upset. Well, y'all telling you filter? Well, I ain't filtered. Well, Pastor Robert, my family have been a nice family. They've been liars. Raise up at me, you filthy thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They got old Muslim down at the prison house. I can tell you're afraid of me. He doesn't know. He wants to confront me, but he doesn't know how to. Not to debate me, but he watches me. Ever since I've been going, he just watches me. He's dressed in his Muslim garb, but he watches me. He looks all the time. Of course, I saw him yesterday. I just looked at him. That's not stand to. Not defensive. I just know who I am. I'm a son of Yah. That's who I am. I'm a son of the King. And I won't let anyone rob me of that. I stand as an emissary to defend Yahshua and the right to the throne of Yah. For he is my right to the throne. So I stand to defend him. Hallelujah. Not like a coward soldier, but as a warrior. As a Uriah. I'm willing to die. I've laid down. What I have in life is nothing. So I laid that down for the riches of the life of Yahshua. Don't sound like a bad trade-off to me. Matter of fact, it was a bad life that I was in. But this life is everlasting. You have no power to give yourself anything. You have no power to even breathe. Does he not cause the way of the czar, the prince, to be altered? Does he not establish a ruler? So what do you think he does with you? He makes the birds tweak too, doesn't he? If he can do that, I want him to make me tweak too. Tweak me up, Yahweh. Just tweak me up. Take the sword. He goes... Come on, Yahshua. You see that right there? It is all gone. That's what I want. Hallelujah. I'm not about pretense. I'm not trying to give you some kind of theatrical performance. I'm trying to show us, brothers and sisters, that this is real. I like that song that Elder Beer sang. You got to be real, real, real. You got to be real. You got to be real. Learn that song from me, Brother Charles. You been listening to those CDs? I like the way he sings. He called me when we were in Texas, Elder Beers. He's a beautiful singer. I love the way he sings. I told him to drop by here and see us one day when he is in this area. Hallelujah. So Eob says that they grope in darkness without light. And he makes them to stagger like a drunken, a sicor man. Now look what Shaul says in Romans 13:12. This is what he says. Now move quickly. Romans 13:12, Romeha, he says, the night is far spent. You spend the night time in frivolity and foolishness, bickering and raising hell, fighting against Yah instead of submitting. And the day is at hand. You spent the time of Yah in the night time to prepare. When you go to bed at night, do you not prepare for the morning? Brother Allen, Brother Elder, when you go to bed at night, you prepare for the morning. You know what time you have to get in bed? You know what you're going to put on the next day? Are you not prepared for the morning? So we're in the night season. We ought to be prepared for the lighting of the day, or when the day star and the bright one of Yah, Yahshua, shines with the reward of those that are the kingdom people of Almighty Yah. And that is Israel. He said, let us therefore not... Does he say this? Let you therefore cast off the works of darkness. Don't you need to cast off your deceitful, lying, wretched ways? The works of darkness they're subtle and arrogant. They're deceitful. They're treacherous. You stab someone in the back. You stab Yahshua in the back. Say, oh, I love him. And then when he commands you the instructions of Yah, you say, to hell with him, God. And you pierce him many times. You pierce him with your words, your disobedience, your witchcraft spirit. You pierce Yah. You pierce his Hamashiach. We don't think like that. Because this whore has trained you to think like a whore. A whore is greedy. A whore wants every... She will take on every man out there. And we are greedy people. We want everything we see. I don't care whether we understand it. We still want it. We see a trick and we want it. We see something we think it's magnificent. We want it. That's not Yah. I want truth. I want the image of Yah. Shivel and gold is kefar said, I have I not. But such as I have, I give it unto you. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, rise and be healed. I see the power of Yahweh. Let the Munah of Yah rise from your inward parts. Know that is Yah. Attribute it to Yah. And when you do that, you Torah Yah, you barak him, you esteem him because you know it's him. He is able to do all things. Never discount him. He did not give you that measure of Emunah to discount him. He placed that in the heart of man, and he give that to Yisrael that we will believe on the witness of his truth, Yahshua. And men don't believe that today. They don't believe it. So they reject Yah. So they stumble as drunk men. They stagger. They stagger in their own vomit. Shaul says, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of what? Light. That should be capital L. Light. Matter of fact, all the letters should be capital. Who's that arm of light? Yahshua. He lights the pathway, doesn't he? When you got a lit pathway, you know where you're going. Huh? His Torah is a light. His instructions are light unto our what? Pathway. Hallelujah. And without that Torah, you have no light unto the pathway. That's why these fools are walking in this Jezebel spirit and they think they are right. And they justify themselves on who got the most or who has the thing that they think are most pretty. Prettiest. They're fools. They're fools. Let us walk dishonestly. This is such a hypocritical generation. Mr. Bush is such a liar. Mr. Rowe, Mr. Cheney, Mr. Jesse Jackson, Mr. Al Sharpton. Come on, say amen on that one. I mean, hallelujah. You say, oh, man. Come on, oh, man. They're liars, all of them. Mr. Bill Gates, every last one of them. They're liars, they're deceivers. So he tells us to cast off the works of. He tells us to let us walk in honesty, as in the day. And not in rioting. Not in congregating yourselves to fight against the purpose of Yah and those that establish his truth. But you know that's a riotous, wicked spirit. And he said, and in drunkenness, and not in chambering. Do you understand that? You see words of scripture like that. You don't even want to know what they mean, do you? Come on and say, help me, Yah. Help me, Yah. He said, not in chambering. Not in this lust that is. It is a sexual lust revolution that has overtaken this nation. You see, they're having what they call the proms now. And the boys exploit the young girls and the sexual rituals. That's what chambering is, their parties. Or they get wild and they twist their buttocks. And they got MTV to make you. They shake their butt and they shake their hips. And they do the things, get the man aroused. That his desire for his wife is turned away. And he's looking for something else. That's the spirit of this age. Hallelujah. That's why I'm going to read this article one day. I'm going to hold on to it. I don't have time, but I will read it. These women are selling their sons and their daughters, especially their daughters, into prostitution, into whoredom. Because they will not give them the truth of Yah. I said, sorry, I want to say to all of you mothers and fathers, I don't care whether you get upset with me. I said, sorry, mammy. And that's not even a pappy. He's not even a beast. You bring them up in the disciplines of Yah. Because Yah always said, you train them up in the way. She said, I was ignorant of many things, as I was. But she said to that boy there, you can't live here. You train them up in the way of Yah. Hallelujah. And when they are old, they will not go astray. It's no one's fault because your daughter, your son is wicked. It's not because Pastor Robert told them, don't act like a little Jezebel. It's because you didn't train them in the discipline and the love of Yah. You trained them to love worldly things because why? You didn't have nothing in you. You didn't have no love in you. You didn't have no lie. You're full of hypocrisy. You didn't know how to cast off the works of darkness. You were self-righteous and you justified your own self. That's this generation today. It's no one's fault. They want to blame someone else. I was reading yesterday the principal and a teacher. Somehow someone had put a camera in the office. And then they're having this chambering. It is all over the internet. I wouldn't even look at no trash like that. But it's all over the internet whereby the teacher and the principal just doing their thing. Now this is what's happening in these whorehouses. They're literally having arousement in the classes. The colleges are filled with that. And some of these damnable, foolish parents sell their children over to this whoredom, to the spirit, because they think that education is going to get them ahead. It's going to make them an arrogant gadol, a fool, an arrogant beast and haughty thing, to think that they are great and they have nothing but a piece of skin. It was one thing that what Napoleon did during the Napoleon Bonaparte. You know what this medal ceremonies came about? I was listening to PBS yesterday. And this man has done a documentary on the war in Iraq. I would like to listen to it. I really would. And he said it was one thing that was so profound about the soldiers that would come off the field. He said, you got to understand, these men go on the field 2 or 3 weeks, they don't bathe. He said, the stench of their feet. He said, feet, it's horrible. And the man, he was genuine. He said, every time I think of it, I just get, even, I don't know, I'm getting a little older. Sometimes I'm easily to cry now. I don't know why. Some things just move upon me emotionally. They really do. Can you imagine the sons that are dying for these perverts, these dogs, these rich oligarchies, these hellish men, these dogs? It's wrong. They take the daughters to make them whores and prostitute them to the men. That they said that Abu Ghraib, they said there was more, they say it was so much adultery and sinful activities. Men and women, husband and wife, they said, never see nothing like that. What you sow into them, that's what you're going to get, all right? Nobody's fault but yours, okay? And he was talking about the stench of the men's feet. And he said that it was one thing that when they give them the purple heart, they want to give it to them at a moment when it may have the most emotional impact. And Terry Gross was saying, well, I saw no tears from his eyes. The man said, there was such a huge tear that fell out of that soldier's eye that rolled down his face like nothing else. Napoleon Bonaparte said, if you give a man a little piece of metal to identify his gravity, that will move him more than anything, more than money. Just these little purple hearts, little pieces of pen. That's what moves this nation. That's what the enemy gives us, trinkets. And we literally think we have something. All we possess is our being, brothers and sisters, our souls. We lose that, you've lost it all. What if a man gains the world today and he loses being, what has he profited? Hallelujah. I want someone to be straight with me. Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. The Paul Nisan, he said, brother, you know, Pastor Robert, I lack the forthrightness. I'm not going to be shallow. I'm not going to be decided. If I don't know, I'll tell you, I don't know. I'm not going to be a part of think I know everything because I don't. That's why I've been able to learn many things because I know how to listen. I know how to hear from those that have a greater understanding and a greater plethora of knowledge than I do. What's wrong with that? That's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said they walk in chambering their sexual parties and wantonness, this unbridled lust today. That's what this whore, the spirit has done. It has caused an unbridled lust in the midst of the people. They walk in strife, contention. They want to fight. They want to reject. And envious, this envious contention. You want to fight because someone has something that you don't have. You get upset and jealous instead of laboring for that. You don't want to labor for it. You got to labor in this way, brothers and sisters. You got to labor. If this whore is taught to, you know, you just go out there and stand on the corner, that's not how it is. It doesn't work that way. There's a laboring. There's a work. We must play out. We must work out our salvation, our Yahshua, with fear and with trembling. We got to work on this. We got to fear our Abba. We must have the Yira of Yah. We must know that He is great and He is mighty. Turn quickly to Leviticus. Why Yira? Chapter 20. Yah says, as the parents began to turn their children to Molech, He speaks of the curse and what things will come. Parents, you must teach them. It must be the discipline of your home. They must see it in you regardless. You can't walk half-hearted. You must be real. You must be real in this way. And if your hypocrisy emanates there, they're going to be deceived by that same hypocrisy and they're going to walk in it. But you must be real. Yah says to Israel, Leviticus, Wehira 26, and the being or the soul that turn after such as having familiar spirit, that's what they're turning after. Those spirits that they're familiar with. Now, sons and daughters that have been raised under the discipline of the Torah, they should turn to that kind of spirit. But they turn to these vile, familiar spirits. They go after wizardry. They're conjuring up these dead powers, these spirits of darkness. Through necromancy. They go out there, they twist their butts. You ought to watch the way they dance, if you see, boy. Well, they dance the girls, their bodies, and the men, their bodies move with in such gyration. It's unreal. He says, after them, and they go a whoring, zana, they go whoring after them. They love these spirits. They go whoring after them. They gravitate to them. They do. Parents should be aware. Believe me, I want to say this. My grandmother time, there would be 20 of us in the house. And I'm telling you, the old woman had the acuteness and the ability. She was aware what we were doing. She did not have to be there. She was aware. She may walk back there and say, boy, what are you doing? Oh, I'm not doing anything. She said, don't lie to me. Come here. Come here. Come here. They had the sense, the spirit, the ru'ah. Why? Because there was a concern and a greater hava, even though they were ignorant. And she will come back and say, come here, you little liar. And then you're trying to hide what you're doing. She'd say, uh-huh. See, if you just told her the truth, it would appease her wrath. But because we lied, then she would not have mercy. She would not spare the rod. Yah said, they have gone after these. They have gone a-whoring. They have become unfaithful. They're unfaithful to their parents. They're unfaithful to Yah. They're unfaithful to everyone. They're not even faithful. They have no friends. They're not even faithful to one another. Isn't that amazing? Let me say this. I don't want you to lose the thought. Keep your minds on this. Mr. Imus, he has promoted some of the most prolific people in this nation. He has had an array of every kind of scarlet, whoremonger, politician, dog and freak on his show. But when the time of friendship, as it arose, and I was reminded what Brother Dell said to us in that, do we have the Ahava? He said, they're going to hate you whether you are in the world or whether you are not a part of them. So I'd rather allow them to hate me and be a part of Yah, because they're going to hate me anyway. And yet all those people that he promoted and helped, they understood the kind of works the man had done. Not one of them stood with him. A coward dog. I'd rather have Dusty by my side. At least so Dusty, I tell you what, if you try to drive me, I don't know, Nathan got him trained pretty well. They may like me now. But old Dusty, boy, he was like, I tell you what, we walk over there and just grab me, see what they would do. See what they would do. Just grab me. See if they will not respond. And now, what are the dogs? They call themselves his friend. Not one dog stood up. Not one say, look, come on, come on, come on. Let's get together, look all this shit. And say, look, man, this is going to be the rules. You're going to have to go this way. And it has to be a great repentance. You're going to have to do this kind of charitable work or work in the community. You're going to do these things. He would have did that. Man would have. Hallelujah. Oh, he was wrong what he said, but he still would have done that. I don't rejoice in that. The scripture don't even tell us. It tells us don't even rejoice over the wicked when they fall. Yeah. You don't rejoice over that. Yeah. I don't give a what they do. He said, well, I will even set my face against that person. I will cut him off from among his people. You that go after these familiar spirits, you conjure up these spirits. And that's what they do with these religious whorehouse jumping. They're looking for a familiar spirit. It is real. Oh, I don't like what Pastor Robert said. You know, he used that name and they talk about that Shabbaton. Now that I just don't like it. Sister Hawkins, that woman that visited us when she came, she had on this long thing, but she had pants under there. I said, look, don't come back here that way. Don't come here dressed that way. So she tells Sister Hawkins, I will not go back down there because he said, I can't wear my pants and all that, but they all eat together. And that the same Jezebel will go out here with the wine bibblers and the corruptors and sit down in one of these filthy whorehouses, these dens of hell, and sit there and grease her belly with them cooking in pork oil. They fry their pork fat and all in the same oil. And you go there and sit down and fill your greasy gut with that. That's wicked. Well, I don't like because he told me I could wear my pants. If I saw the Jezebel, I'd tell her, you still can't come here with pants on. Don't come here that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He tells us in verse 7, Kodesh, or separate yourself therefore. Separate yourself from them. Sons, daughters, the spirit of Mizraim, separate yourself from them. And be you Kodesh. For I am Yahweh, your Abba. Well, how do I do this? And you shall keep my chukim, my statutes, and do them. For I am Yahweh, which has Kadash, made you set apart, have made you pure. I am. He is the one that sets us apart. It's not some religious activity. It's not David Roberts. Hallelujah. We are in the way, brothers and sisters. We're striving to please Yah. You sit here and there is no chorus of hallelujah. Then you're not in the way then. You have deceived your own self. Hallelujah. Then you are a fool. I am in the way. Because Yahshua is my light. I don't need Buddha. I don't need no religious experience. I don't need silver or gold. I'm in the way. And I'm not that cowardice where I don't care what a brother get up here and say. It may test my love and challenge me, but I agree with truth. I'm in the way. So I'm not going to sell myself short because of my own misdeeds or my misactions against Yah. I will not do that. And it's why His HaMashiach. He is my propitiation. He is the price paid. He is the right hand of the Abba. He sits making, He makes intercessions for me. He's ignorant, Yah. Blood is sufficient. He acknowledged. I will never sell myself less than what Yah has made me. What are you? Nothing. No strength. No fortitude. I have nothing. I have nothing to boast in. That's why I make my boast in Yahshua. I have nothing. Hallelujah. Now, either this is the truth or it's a lie. Turn back to Giliana, Revelation 22:14. Giliana 22:14. Now, if it's a lie, if it's not scripture, then please denounce it. And lift your hands toward me and say, Dave Roberts, you are a flat out liar. All right? But if it's the truth, then you better say, oh mine, oh hallelujah. The truth. Giliana 22:14. Blessed are they, barak are those that do his mitzvah, his commandment. Does it say that? Now, how can these whorehouses tell you, blessed are you, when you disobey that? Quote, God wants to bless you. God's got a direction for you and nobody but for you. He took them. Did he take them all the same way? Did he take them all the same way? Did he bring us all the same way? Sure he has. We're in Yahshua, are we not? But everybody got a direction. Everybody got a song. Everybody got a ministry. That's a lie from the guts of hell. Blessed are those that keep the mitzvah of Yah in Yahshua. Do you keep the mitzvah? Yes, sir, I'm keeping the mitzvah. I keep the mitzvah. I believe what the word of Yah says. He said, blessed are those that keep the mitzvah. Why? That they might have right to the tree of life. Do we not have right to the tree of life? The bread of life? Come on, all that what these brothers spoke last week, was that in vain? You know, Brother Dale, you know, even Elder Wyman spoke last. Brother Dale brought it, the culmination of it. Oh, we must have the Ahava. Hallelujah. And you're not going to have the Ahava unless you have the Ru'ah of Yah. For the Ru'ah, for the Ahava of Yah spread abroad by the power of His Ru'ah. And because you don't have that, then you don't have the Ru'ah of Yah. So blessed are those that keep Yah's mitzvah. Not the ones that say, Lord, bless me with the house. Quote, Jesus going to give me a brand new car. And Jesus bless me, honey. Hallelujah. They're liars. He said, Barak, the assurance, the fullness of my strength, the fullness of my appetite, Barak are those that keep my mitzvah. That they may have a right to the tree of life. That we have the right to Yahshua. Do we not? His sheep, they know His voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Because I like this latter part, that they may enter in through the gate into the city. I want to go through the gate. What gate? We know what the gate is. Straight and narrow is the gate that leads unto the bosom of Yah. Broad and wide is the gate that leads to Horam. And many there be that go in thereat. So have a right to the tree of life. I worship Yah. I am of the circumcision that worship Yah in Ruah. Hallelujah. There's nothing that impedes me from worshiping Yah. Oh, that's a part of worship. And I make my boast in HaMashiach. So he said, blessed are those that keep the mitzvah, Abba. Those that keep the mitzvah, Yah. That you may have a right to me. And I can come unto HaMashiach. Hallelujah. For the time the blood is sufficient. When in my deepest depravity the blood to cleanse and wash away the sin and the gift of sin. Hallelujah. It cleanses me from it. It purges me. And sets my mind straight to pursue and to follow after that which is Siddiqah. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. We have been beguiled by our own ignorance and our own unwillingness to study the book. This is a now word. This word is not 10,000 years away. It's now. Does this help you today? So He's a very present help in time of trouble, isn't He? So the word is now. It's a present help. It's a present word. Hallelujah. I've got the key to the kingdom. Yes, I do. How much is the key of life? I got the key to the kingdom. And I'm going to open the door. Only Han Mashiach, he opened the door, didn't he? Did he not open the door that we could come bold before the presence of Yah? And this whore is trying to shut it, say, nah, come my way. Come on, follow me. No! Yeshua has opened the door. Don't let her bring you down to a piece of bread. Come on. We got all the bread we need. Yeshua. He says, I want to tell you something, for without our dogs... He said that his shepherds are dogs, and they're greedy dogs. These men are greedy dogs today. Without a sorceress, those that work their witchcraft spirit. You that work, I want to show you some that work your witchcraft. That you have the ability to turn one away from truth by your convincing witchcraft spirit, you Jezebel. That's what Jezebel did to Nabal, her husband. Turn him away from the Nabi of Yah. You have the power to convince someone by your power sorcery, your witchcraft spirit, that they turn away from the truth. You're going to stand before Yah. He said, and no whoremonger and whoremongers and murderers, those that hate their brothers and their sisters. And this whore teaches you to do that. Oh, she tells you, you got to love everyone. And they don't love Noah. And idolaters... And whosoever love and makes a lie. Those who practice lies. Who teach their children to lie because the mother's a liar. The dad is a liar. The son, the daughter's a liar. And they lie without even thought of the wickedness of what they're doing. There's nothing more vile than a liar. I can deal with a murderer. He's not committed a crime. Than a liar. I despise liars. No liar's going to tarry before Yah. None. He despised liars. Why? Because it is the seed and that is the offspring of Shaitan. Well, I said it like that. You just say I lied. Just say I was wrong. And don't be a Jezebel like Jezebel to lie against a neighbor. Don't lie. Just tell the truth. Yah said they're not going into the kingdom. And when that spirit, when that delusion of lying. That's why Yah's going to send a strong delusion. Why? Because they receive not the love of the truth. That they may all believe a lie and that they may be damned. When one has that spirit of lying in them, that is one of the most untrustworthy persons. And they will lie to defend their lies. That's less than a dog. I despise one like that. They have no fear. When you find a liar, you find someone that has no fear. They have no Sadiq of Yah in them at all. When you find someone that will lie willingly, and they will lie and strengthen their own damnable corrupt ways, you're dealing with a tyrannical, wicked person that rules by their own tyranny. They have tyranny against Yah. They try to dismantle and abandon the throne of Yah. Get away from that dog. Get away from that liar. I despise him. I don't care whether it's male or female, son or daughter. It's one thing that our parents taught us. My grandmother, don't lie. You tell the truth, there was mercies. You lied. She would knock you out. My grandmother was I guess because I was little, she looked very large to me. She was a thick woman. She was a burly woman. I would see that woman sit out and walk 5-6 miles. Cutting Smith's house. That's the truth. But she still had the energy when she got back. When you're out of place, she will knock you out. That old woman broke my thumb with a shoe. You hard-headed devil. Hallelujah. And didn't fear the law either. Hallelujah. You need to break the wickedness, the staff of wickedness of this Jezebel spirit that rules and has great power over you. When people practice lying, they're practicing their opposition against Torah. That's what they're doing. So they oppose Torah, the way of life. That's what Shaitan did. He opposed the Torah of Yah to dismantle it and to bring it down. Hallelujah. I want to read a verse quickly in Nahum. Nahum chapter 3 verse 4. Yah calls this place a bloody city. It was full of lies and robbery. Nahum chapter 3 verse 1. Is America full of lies? The television teach you how to lie. It bombards your children's mind and seals them with the spirit of lies. That is a tool of Shaitan. And it's one of the first things that all of them do when they leave this place. Now, I really don't even want to deal with the ones that have left. Brother Dale kind of dealt with that and talked about it, Elder Martin. The first thing they do, they get, because they're walking in deception and lies, they get something set before them to teach them even the lie, even the greater. First thing they do, get a television. You say what you want to. First thing they want to do, they want to step, they want to leave it, they want to get before that. That's right, Mama. I know what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Because they began to be, their minds must be transformed to the way of Shaitan. It must be altered. And the things that they had once learned, it must be expunged. So the first thing he does, he brings up before them this life of lies. And they love it. They can't live without it. Can't sleep without it. You know, that stays on all night. And they go to sleep. And yet the word of Yah, a scripture, never comes on. That's vile wickedness. David said, I hate all those that hate Yah or turn back on Yah. I hate them. He said, I will set no evil thing before my eyes. It's an evil thing for me to go out here and look at a woman out here shaking, doing her thing, just grinding and just doing that. Come on, come on, come on. It's an evil thing. It's an evil thing for a young daughter to see a young man because he's bare chested, nothing on shirt. So, and then she began to stand there, just look at him and admire that. That's evil. It's evil. There's a wickedness there. I despise them. I see them naked whores. Sometimes I just look at them. The young boys are worse than the young girls. They're stupid. They're sottish. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. He says in Nahum 3:4, Yah says, because of the multitude of your whoredoms, your zanon, your whoredom, of the well-favored harlot. Is not Christianity favored? Is not religious practice well-favored? Sure it is. She's a well-favored. Is America well-favored? Is she the most well-favored nation there is? She gets favored status in the general assemblies of the world, in NATO's and everything. She has veto power. She has power to bring governments down. We saw that with Mr. Saddam. No weapons of mass destruction. Her lies, woe unto the bloody city that is full of lies and robbery. They have gone over there. They have robbed the nation of its wealth. They have robbed the people of their dignity, their integrity. That's what they've done. And yet they're saying they're bringing this power, this democracy, this capitalist power that creates every kind of evil spirit there is. We are full of democracy, right? And full of capitalists. We have our rights and freedom of speech. But there's no nation whereby the young thugs kill each other because you allow these pimps to pimp your daughters, make them act like whores and dress like whores, reduce your boys down to a piece of dog meat that they kill, they steal, impregnate the young girl to bring for bastardom. And the land is full of bastardom. Nobody wants to deal with it. And these lying preachers, they're not going to do it. They're not preachers. They're not. They may be preachers, but they're not the Raha of Yah. They're the Raha of Yah. And these lying dogs, they're going to promote it. And these Jezebel women, they'll sit there, well, Pastor Roberts, he's so nice because he cannot touch me. I can just do my thing. So they like that. They love it that when he gives them what they want. Speak words that are swelling and beautiful. The words of death and destruction. Yah said that this whore, she's full of deception. She's a city. She's full of deception. She's full of lies. She's full of robbery. And she plunders everyone. And she cannot be satisfied. Because of the multitude of your zanon, of the well-favored harlot whore, and the mistress. Now this is what America is. She is the bed partner of witchcraft. Kasheth. Kasheth. She's the bed partner. She's the mistress of witchcraft. Come on. Hollywood. Why do you think they name it Hollywood? I preached that message on that. She is the mistress of witchcraft to deceive, to turn your mind away from Torah truth. And that's what witchcraft does. Oh, you parents think it's love, but it's not love when you turn the desire away from Torah. You train them up. You don't train your sons, Mama, you can't train them well. Don't make them soft and effeminate and sissy-like. Daddy, you're the tough thing. Hallelujah. Don't make them soft. Hallelujah. Didn't have no daddy, but I looked at men that I knew they were men, even though they were hoodlums. They were not hoodlums like hoodlums are today. They had a little class about them. They did. Back in my days, even though they were what they call hustlers, they had class. They didn't do the things these thugs today will do. And so I looked at those men. Even I would see them do things I knew was right, even though I didn't have the understanding. I had no thought. But yet, even as a young lad, I had the wisdom to see this is right, what he's doing. And I will look at men, their attitude and how their character was shaping. And I would take advantage of that. Every man is without an excuse. Well, tell me you didn't have a daddy or nothing like that. I didn't either. Hallelujah. You without any kind of excuse. She is the mistress of Keshav, or witchcraft. Look at this. That brings and trains up some nations, all nations. She seduces all nations through her whoring and families through her witchcraft. That's what she has done to your sons and daughters, this nation. She has turned them away from the guidance of what is Sadiqa, and they're following after this seductive power that they cause their minds to be turned away from you as parents. Yeah. Well, they may tell you they love you. Love your daddy. Love your mama. They're full of lies. They don't even know what love is. And these hypocrites, they get emotional about that. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. She's a well-favored mistress. She is the mistress of witchcraft. America is the mistress of witchcraft. She has exploded in your homes. She has sent forth a witchcraft spirit. She is raising up the icons of the idols, the Mongols, paying them millions of dollars to pour the filth of witchcraft in the minds of your children. Everywhere they go, this witchcraft power controls them. They go to the store. To sell them a pair of tennis shoes. You sit down and watch that damnable trash, and your mind is filled with that. Where you're going out, you almost kind of trying to get it on too. You understand? You trying to do the thing too. Hallelujah. I know how the world operates. Hallelujah. Don't have to be out there with them. I know how it operates. Hallelujah. She's a well-favored mistress of witchcraft. Do not the people favor this country? You think if you go to any country in Africa, say, which country? America or Russia? Which one you think they're going to choose? Huh? You go to Russia and say, America or Russia? Give me America. You go to any islands, America or Britain? America. You go to the far reaches of the country, America. They may have a shirt that says New York. Give me America. She's well-favored. Why? Because of her witchcraft spirit. Because she used witchcraft. She deceives the mind. She turns the mind away from Torah truth. And she has established her padres of whores on every corner. And a whore always on the corner, isn't she? And they sit there and they sell their wares. Come and get it, honey. That's what they do. It's a natural metaphor when we see that. But it's actually a true truism in the spiritual sense. It is. The nation cities are filled with young boys selling themselves for their own lust to buy tennis shoes and to get their little games. And they're selling themselves. Perverted activities. The teachers, the schools are anointing your children, teaching them permissible things, and it's all right. And you parents say you love them, you're a damn liars. I say it flat out. Period. You're liars. That ain't love. You don't feed them poison. Hallelujah. And you parents have no love to tell them the truth. Your daughters and your sons. You know why you're not convincing? Because you're not convinced by it. And when you're convinced by it, get out of my house, boy. You're going to have to do this. Are you getting out? He was convinced by that. It's cold out there. And I can eat here. Toda. We got to be real. We must be real. Hallelujah. That's all right. You all get all dreamy on this and sleepy, don't you? But you can sit down and do nothing, and it doesn't affect your drowsiness. It is right, Mother. Hallelujah. But when it comes to Yah, they get very sleepy. They don't have time for Him. Got time for Walmart now. You got time for the piece of pollen and the whole house barn. But when it comes to listening to Yah, nothing. That's why you go, Brother Patrick and I was looking at the Ten Commandments of the Native Americans. There was one on there I liked, though. I remember what they said, son. I tell you the one I like. Can I tell you? It's a Native American, one of the commandments is that early to bed and early to rise. And I thought about the old adage when I was growing up. Hey, them old farmers, when sun went down, they were in bed. They knew they had an early day. They had to catch the sun. And so it is with Yah. He said, remember the Shabbat and keep it set apart. Keep yourself refreshed. That's why you have time to rest yourself and be revived. You thought that way, you're missing something vitally out of your ruah, your mind, and physically out of your bodies. Hallelujah. You're working a job, you got to roll. You're on a job 12 hours a day. By the time you get up, time you commute, by the time you get home from work, 12 hours. Hallelujah. I have a few more scriptures. I'm going to close. But not because of that, all right. Hallelujah. Shaul says here in Ephesians. Hallelujah. She is the mistress of witchcraft. Turn to Ephesians 5 and 5. Well, let me read this in Wayira. I want to read this in Leviticus. Hear this carefully. Listen now. All of you all give your ear attentive to this. Wayira, it says this in 1929. It says to you mothers, listen, don't worry about what's out there. None but the wind. Nobody's going to do it. That's all right. It says this. Do not hala, prostitute your daughters, your bath. Don't prostitute your daughters. Don't give them over to prostitution. To cause her to be a whore, a zana. Don't cause your daughter to be a whore. Don't turn their minds away from truth because of your disobedience. Don't prostitute them. Don't sell your sons and daughters. It's talking to this mystery, this whore. Don't sell your daughters. Don't turn them over to whoredom. These mothers go and they become whores. Sell the daughters to whoredom. Don't sell your daughters. Don't make them a zona. Why? Lest the land be full of zona and the land become full of wickedness. That's what they did. The land was full of wickedness because they sold their daughters to Molech Mokama. They caused their children to pass through the fires. Now listen to me. Don't worry about what's out there. The children, that's what we're doing today. We're causing our sons and daughters to pass through the fires of Molech, the god of this world, Shatan. We're giving them over unto the instruments and the dictates of hell. And we're creating a spirit of whoredom in them. It's wrong. They don't like any kind of Sadiqa discipline. They don't like anything that's right. They don't want to dress what's right. They may go to school and they get in school. They change over to look like everyone else because they look different. They're not normal. That's what some of the young ones said. I want to be normal. These fools. What is normal? They call normal someone with the pants hanging off their buttocks. A gal with... I saw a young girl yesterday when we went out, Sister Roberts and I. She had on shoes. You know, you can tell the wedge of the shoes. They were so tight. It was just stupidity. And I just kind of looked at it like she had... Undoubtedly, they must have been cheap because you could hear the tapping. And I simply looked at it like, why? Why do you make the world? Why do you let them, these homosexual freaks make you look that way? You think that's beautiful? That's not beauty. See, Don Imus said this too. Most of the young women on the Tennessee squad, they were Caucasian girls. So he said, them nappy head hoes. He called them a nappy head hoes. I listened to the transcript. I heard it. But the nappy head hoes. But he said the girls on Tennessee, they're kind of cute. That's what he said. So we got this image that what we think was beautiful. I watched this One day, I was in the store. So I watched this woman. She was a Caucasian woman. I could tell. I looked at the woman. You could tell her things were expensive. You could just look at the woman. You could tell she wore expensive clothing. I could just tell that. I'm telling you. This woman, you could look at her children. She had two children. You could just tell this woman spent money. You could tell she had money. And so she was standing down the store. She was behind us. And all of a sudden, Sister Robert, she tapped her head and all of that. The woman just began to look. And I'm watching this woman. She's watching Sister Robert. But you can even see the character of her face change. And see, what we think is beautiful, what this well-favored mystery, this whore has taught us to be beautiful, it is just a false image. It's not beautiful. And I could sense out of the woman, she said, but there's some beauty there. I like that beauty. I really do. It's marvelous. Hallelujah. You send that because it says, Robert, you're an ignorant people. We're ignorant. We're just so ignorant. We have no discernment. We can't discern anything. Well, she just watched her. Because she saw something, wow, nappy head and all. Sure she did, nappy head and all. The Koreans going to burn your hair out, all right. Just keep on. Going to make you bald, too. That's a sin. He's going to call baldness. That's all right. Hallelujah. He's going to burn it out. Keep on. They control that industry now. Hallelujah. The billionaires. Because of the nappy head. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid to say it either. Turn quickly to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5. Hear this, please. I'm going to use the Greek expression in this word because you'll understand why I used it. It says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5, for this you know that no whoremonger. Now, do you understand that? The Greek is pornos, pornography, pornos. And that's all these whorehouses. The televisions are filled with pornography, isn't it? Yes. Say what you want to, brothers and sisters. And you know that no whoremonger, pornos, nor unclean person, listen to this carefully now, nor covetous man, you that are greedy, you that are so lustful, do they not teach covetousness in this well-favored whore, this mistress? Who is an idolater? When one is covetous, they are idolaters. And that's what this whore teaches us. And it has taught us to be greedy, to be covetous, to break the mitzvah of Yah. And so it's not hard for them not to. They put their gods, they put their images up. And all that, they take his name in vain and they forget the Shabbat. All the four that deal with Yah, the ones that bring reverence unto Yah, the ones that esteem him, they denounce it. That's what this well-favored whore has done. Has turned us away from truth. We must walk in the truth. Yahshua is the truth of Yah. He is the light of Yah. We must walk in the light as we see or understand the power of this light. Hallelujah. Which is an idolater has no inheritance, any inheritance in the kingdom of Hamashiach and of Yah. They have no inheritance in the kingdom at all. But this Jezebel teaches us. That we says, he says this. He said, for the wicked boasts in his own left desire. And bless the covetous. He blessed the covetous whom Yahweh despises. When one is covetous, Yahweh despises him. But that's what this wicked whore does. She blessed the covetous. Oh, Yah, oh, God wants you to be rich. God says, thus says God, he's going to bless you with a house and a car. He's going to bless you with it. That's not of Yah. He blessed Israel with the land. He blessed him with the land full of milk and full of honey. Now, if the old preacher boy says that, then I say, I have to scratch my head. Because Abraham had no certain dwelling place. He wandered in tents. That's why when Pastor Hunter said that, I want to say Abraham slept in one. Sure he did. Very comfortable. And the royalty of the Saudis, they sleep in tents all the time. Of course, they're not like the tents that we have, but they're tents. Persian rugs on the floor and everything. Hallelujah. So there's nothing wrong with that. I'm going to close here, all right. Let me read a few more scriptures. Yah bless you all. He says, verse 6 of Ephesians, let no man deceive you with vain words. Don't let nobody trick you with the vain words. For because of these things come the anger, the wrath of Yah upon the children of disobedience. You haven't been disobedient, have you? I like that. Help me, Yah. Say that, help me, Yah. Come on, lift your hands and say, help me, Yah. Lift your hands and say, help me, Yah. In Yeshua. Help us, Yah. For you need that. We're children of disobedient. And that's why this Isabel spirit has overtaken us. This well-favored mistress of witchcraft, she has seduced us. We must walk in the light. And as we understand, consider Yeshua our example. Unless we become very weary and we began to faint. Was he rejected? Was he despised? Did they turn against him? So that befell him. Don't you know it's going to befall you? No different. Did the 12 all turn away from him? Kephas said, oh, may we forsake you, but not I. And yet he was the first one to deny him. And they all forsook him. Every last one of them went back and did not even believe that he had risen from the grave. Hallelujah. Had the woman, the weak one, to come. That doesn't denounce someone. It doesn't take away from her beauty and her character. Of course, you say that. Although, why am I brought that out? Miriam was the leader. She was not the leader of the men, but she let the women out with the timber rooms to sing and to dance before Yah. Hallelujah. We don't want that. We don't want a sister to lead us. You sisters don't want no sister to lead you. She gets to dance and you get upset, get mad. Why is she doing that? Because of the fear of Yah. You'll just keep on dancing. I am. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I don't care if you don't like it. I don't care if you say he doesn't have to do that. I tell you what, why don't you try it? Hallelujah. I'm going to do it. Period. I'm going to do it because it is the Siddiq of Yah. It is my Torah unto Yah that caused me to do it. Yes, Yah is real. He's real in my land. He's real to me. This thing is real. It caused my mind all the day long. Everything I see, everything I do, it's about it. My thought, it must be on that. And everything generates from that. I see everything in the light of Yeshua. I'm not trying to reason with my own natural mind. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm not being a pretender here, folks. I'm not. May Yah bless you all. May encourage you that are listening to the live stream. May He bless you richly. May He cause your love to shine with the light of Yeshua HaMashiach. Do pray for the brothers there that are in the prison house. Yah has, I believe He's going to do a mighty work there and bless. We got brothers that will go for the next scheduling class. I would like to get basically one day all the brothers in there. But what I'm going to do, Brother Dale and Brother Patrick, they're going to head up that arm, the little prison work, the prison ministry. We want to send someone every week. And I told the brothers that I will not come every week, but there'll be weeks, about every 5 or 6 weeks, I'll come. But we had Elder Basil said, this is the most. He said, Pastor Robert, he said, man, look at this list. Never been any names on there. And they came, and I set them in order too. Believe me, I take authority. I don't care if it's a prison house. I take authority. And can I tell you something? They respect me for that too. I told them, don't give us the little sissy hugs you're giving me. That's what I told them. Did I not? I said, this is not, set up a rant. They go out there, they meet each other in the yard. This is how they greet each other. What's up, homie? You know, like this. That's how they do. I said, boy, don't do that. I said, hug me like a man. Matter of fact, you need to learn how to greet each other with a cold eyes kiss. So come and give me your hand. Matter of fact, when I did that to them, when they come, give me another one, Pastor Roller. Hey, yeah. Sure they did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you what, I can preach to that crowd because they're spellbound. They just sit there, I'm telling you the truth. That's how they were. Spellbound. They were actually spellbound. It was like fresh water to parch dead soul. And they were just filled with that water. I'm telling you. Elder Basil said, because they cut our time short yesterday, he said, we sing with somebody. I said, forget about the song. Forgo the song. We need to hear the word. I'd rather hear the word than have a song. Because the word will create a song in me. I sing all the time. You all know that. It is the word of Yah that creates the singing in me. Come on, Brother Patrick. May Yah bless you. Be encouraged. Oh, I know Brother Patrick. Brother Dale is going to head to prison ministry. That's under the auspices of Deacon Benny, though. Hallelujah. You understand that? They're going to be the ones that head that up. Brother Dale will be taking the class soon. And they're going to head up the prison work. I said to Sister Horn, all these preachers I got, what do I do? Come on, she got a son-in-law. She got a brother preaching, Brother Pat and Tucson. She looks at me and says, Pastor Robinson, let him preach. And that I'm going to do. I can't wait for Shavuot. We're going to have a wonderful time. Hallelujah. May Yah bless you. And so we will have a wonderful time as we erect our tents, our homes. I hope to have that building built. We're going to have to tear that house down. We're going to have to move Deacon Horn them out of there. I got to get my building built. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So may Yah bless you. All you that are listening, my friends, wherever you are, may Yah bless you. May He enrich you, Brother Paul Nissan. We bless you, my brother. May the strength of Yah fill your life. May His courage cause you to stand up and be strong in the things that He has commanded and commissioned. And all of you, our friends, wherever you're listening from, we will rock you all today. May His shalom fill your heart. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all. We sing this to you all that are out there. We that are gathered here, all right? I didn't finish that message. I will, all right? Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Patrick. You have a shed among us. You have a in our lives. You have a sweetness that calls us your way. We greet you all. Bless you all, brother. Sister First Sunday. Hallelujah. Brother Michael, Sister Michael, I bless you. May Yah bless you today and enrich you all. Brother Jerome, Jerome to you, my brother. All of you, all my friends, bless you all. Write me and let me know you're listening. There are many of you all that listen. You never write. Respond to us. Come on, grab your neighbor's hand. So let be your hava, shed among us. Let be your hava in our lives. May now your hava sweetness by hand cause us, Yahweh, to arise. Give us a fresh understanding from the Yahava that is real. So let the Yahava share among us. Let the Yahava. Come on, look your neighbor in the eyes. Come on and sing it. So let there be a hava, share among us. Let there be a hava in our lives. We now hear a hava, sweetest sound. Cause us, Yahweh, to arise. Give us a fresh understanding of brother Yehova that is real. So let there be a Yehova shed among us. Let there be a Yehova. Come on, sing it again. Let there be a hava. Bless you all, my friends, listeners. I told Yah for you all. You join us for midweek service. May Yah enrich you all and bless you. May the strength and the witness of Yahshua rest mightily upon you. Your home be filled with the shalom of Yah. Yah barak you all. Your way to arise. Give us a fresh understanding of brother Yehova that is real. So let there be Yehova shed among us. Let there be Yehova. May Yehova be real and rich in us all, Yah. You want to pray for young Jayla and Omega? You touch them mightily, Yah. Upon the parents, your Emuna lies richly in them. Great confidence and trust. Help us, Yah, me. You said, let the weak say that you're strong. So I'm strong in the might of Yahshua. I'm strong in Yahshua's might. Bless our friends, touch again. Sister Michaelah, touch your foot, heal it. As they have been so faithful, Yah, brings great tears to my eyes, Brother Michael. Robust, bear of a man, very gentle and kind, very precious. They have shown a great hava unto us here, your manservant. Bless them mightily, Yah. Strengthen young Alex. All of our listeners today, bless them and strengthen them. Again, Brother Jerry, Sister Maria, as they travel, bless them. Let us hear from them that they are listening, Yah. We bless you for our enemies. We pray for the shalom of Jerusalem. Feed us. And strengthen Sister Laura and her children. Heal her. And bless us all, I pray. Let the anointing, the oil, the set apart, Ruah, your Ruah in Yahshua rest upon us all as we journey. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. And the house cried, hallelujah. 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 Our shalom. Let me take this off, Deacon. Hallelujah.